Well, Brother Abels, thank you for recognizing me as being all Texan. I'm going to take it as a compliment, no matter how you might have meant it. And thank you. I guess you're from Tennessee, so thank you for what you did for Texas. I prayed about what God would have me do today, and I really feel like He wanted me to come and, number one, commend you. And I was just blessed by seeing the number of folks who have been committed continually through the years. And so I want to commend you. And then I felt like the Lord wanted me to encourage you. And, you know, you look into the future and there are those who say, well, it's pretty dark. And the darkness they see is because of the difference in what it has been recently in their lifetime. But I'm telling you that the darkness that we see now may not even compare to the darkness when all this started with Christ on this earth and the apostles and the New Testament church. The darkness now may not be compared to that in that the scripture says when he talks about us and us feeling, how horrible it is. He said, you haven't shed any blood yet. And so I'm just saying, be encouraged. You know, we say, well, the Lord's coming. He's coming. Well, I believe that. I'm 72 years old, and when I was a little boy, the old timers believed that. They believed He was coming. But He had to come because it was so dark. And I'm telling you, the Savior is a lot more long-suffering than we can compute. So, Berean Baptist Church may have an opportunity to be here a long, long time after you're gone. And so I want to encourage you in that. But then I want to challenge you. Because if it is going to be here, it's going to take the same kind of commitment that those who have had in the past to go forward in the future. And one thing I will say that is different, I perceive now than when the early church was, is that we're seeing change. In their day, they were building and growing and advancing. And in our day, it seems like I won't say we're losing, but the change around us is significant. I watched a video clip just yesterday of a church that at one time, they claimed it was the first mega church. And back in the day, the mega churches of America were independent Baptist churches. I'm talking about the numbers. And just recently, that building sold and is being demolished because that church came to a place that they couldn't handle the building that was built. And I'm saying to you that the Church of Jesus Christ, the churches of God, were never supposed to grow old and die. They were never supposed to change from the doctrinal stand that the Scripture gives us. And Berean Baptist Church, hope of a future before Jesus comes, how long that may be or short that may be, is in us taking the same stand. And in doing so, we're going to have to rely upon God's strength. And I feel like really the Lord led me to Deuteronomy 33. And I'd ask you to meet me there in Deuteronomy 33. And if you're able, if you would, please stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. And we're only going to read one verse, and then we're only really going to focus on a portion of that verse for our message today. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25. He says, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass." And then note this focus. "And as thy days, so shall thy strength be." I just want you to let that verse get hold of you. As thy days, however long it may be before Jesus comes, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Father, help me this morning, and I'm in great need. Help me to give your word as you intended, so that your Spirit would use it as you intended it to be used by the Spirit, and that it would make a mark in the heart of your people and gathered here, and that those that need commending, they would go from this place feeling commended and encouraged and challenged, that we would, as we go forward for you, would look to you for strength and be sustained by you. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated if you will. This statement, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, it's a simple word of blessing from Moses, who is on his way out, to one of the tribes of the children of Israel, Asher. And it is a promise from God to Moses, through Moses to Asher. And the exact phrase is not to New Testament believers, but it's true for New Testament believers. It's given to through Moses to Asher, but it's true in the New Testament to us, that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's an Old Testament blessing which very much declares a New Testament truth. And I would say to you that it is an Old Testament blessing that has a New Testament truth, and that it is very much needed in 2024. Amen. It's very much needed by Berean Baptist Church. It's needed, the young people need to hear that, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, because they need to be reminded of their need for the strength of the Lord. I remember back, I'm not that old that I can't remember back, and in my zeal, I don't know if I realized how much I needed the Lord's strength. In my youthful zeal, in service for the Lord, I don't know that I realized how desperately I needed the Lord's strength. And young generation needs to see that. But the older generations needs to see the value of their continued ministry in old age. Because you're going to find out that the strength that you had, you still need, because the young people who don't know they need the strength of God need to see it in you, so that when they grow to the place that they understand their desperate need, they'll know what they're doing. They'll know how this works and how they can go forward for the Lord. So I want us this morning just to look at that statement, and I want us to pull it apart, break it apart, build it. I want us to get out of it what is in those verses. So let's just go into it. Let's see who he's writing to. Well, he's writing, of course, we've already established, to Asher. It says so in verse 24, and of Asher. Now, Moses is giving these blessings to the tribes of Israel, and for each tribe he has a blessing. And the blessing to Asher was that they're going to be blessed with strength. Their shoes are going to be like brass, which just means they're not going to wear out. And he says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. But in general, the strength of the Lord is available to all the Lord's people. Amen. In general, the strength of the Lord is available to all of God's people. Look what he says in verse 29. He says, verse 29, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. Now, understand, Israel is not the church, and the church is not Israel, and yet there are truths stated to Israel that are not for us, but there are truths that are stated to Israel that are true for us as well.
And here's one of them now, that God's got all the strength that you need. And if you want the Lord's strength, you're going to have to know the Lord. And then here's another thing. He gives this not only in particular to Asher, but in general to all the Lord's people. But he also gives this as a strength to those who have set their heart towards the Lord. See, I want you to know, you say, well, I'm born again, I'm saved, so I can go to the Lord for strength. Yes, you can. But whether or not you get it, the strength you desire depends on the condition of your heart. Amen. Now, I want you to look at this. I want you to think about this. Look at what he says in verse 46 of chapter 32. Verse 46 of chapter 32. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. See, in general, the strength of the Lord is available to all of God's people, but it's conditional upon the condition of our heart. And he said here, set your heart on the words. Set your heart on the words of God. Set your hearts and commit yourself to the words of God. So when you come to the Lord and you've got your own direction, you've got your own way, you know Him, you know Christ as your Savior, but you've got your own plans, your own will, your own way, and you go out there and get in trouble and you come to the Lord, I'm not taking this verse and saying, well, God said He was going to give you strength. No, He promised strength to those who had set their hearts on the Lord. And the future of Berean Baptist Church rests in the reality of God's people setting their heart on the Lord and upon His Word and going forward and trusting Him to sustain them as they do. And I'm saying to you, this next generation needs to see you set your heart on the Word of the Lord. I'll tell you what, they're seeing many places changes to accommodate and changes to attract. And it's not what God said He would send His strength to. It's far from it. So I would say to you that in particular it's to Asher. In general, it's to the saints, it's to God's people. And in particular, it is to those who have set their hearts towards the Lord. And he says unto them, he tells them, set your heart unto the Lord. And look what he says. Look at verse 47, chapter 32. He says, for it is not a vain thing for you. In other words, it's not a fruitless thing. Set your heart towards the Word of God and train your children up in that. And he said, it's not a vain thing. You're building your life. He says, it's your life. You're going to experience the blessing, the strength that He's promised. When He said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, He was giving the guarantee of strength to those who have set their hearts towards the Lord. Let me give you the second thought. Now then, number two, let's make a note of who is making this promise. When someone says, look, I'm going to guarantee you strength, you set your heart towards the Lord and I'm going to guarantee you strength. The strength of that promise is in the one who makes that promise. Amen. Now, if I promise you that, don't get too excited. If another church member promises you that as your days, so I'm going to see you have strength, don't get too excited. I'm not discrediting you, and I hope I'm not discrediting myself, but I'm saying this, the strength of that statement, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, is based on who made that statement or who gave you that statement. And look what he says back in chapter 33 and verse 26. Look what he says, 33:26. He's backing up this statement of as thy days, so shall thy strength be. He's backing that statement up by introducing you to the one who made it. There is none like unto the God of Jezreel. Jezreel was another name for Israel. Look at this. Who rideth upon the heaven. Listen, This promise is given by the one who is exclusively God. There's none like him, the Bible says. And he rides upon a heaven. He's picturing he has authority. He's picturing he has a royalty. He's picturing that he rules. He's the one that rideth upon heaven. And what does he say? Who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, to your aid. I mean, when you come before the Lord and you've set your heart before the Lord, when a church has their heart set toward the word of the Lord, then a church has the need, then God from heaven, because he said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. God from heaven rideth upon the heaven with all the authority and rule and abundance of heaven. He rides to your aid. This church has probably proven that over and over and over again. Maybe it was more visible in the early days, but I'm telling you, the people you've sent out to start churches, the missionaries that you've sent out, the success and enjoyed success that you've had, it all comes because you had a need, you had your heart set towards the Lord, and the God of heaven, who's unlike any supposed God, rides upon the heaven and comes in your aid, to your help. He does that. Look what he says in the latter part of verse 26. He says, there is none like unto the God of Jezreel, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. He doesn't show up on a donkey with meager supplies and say, this is the best I can do. Sorry. I'd like to do more, but this is the best. No. When you set your heart toward the Lord and you have a need, you find yourself in need of strength. Because he said, because the God who is unlike any other supposed gods, he rides upon the heavens in rule, in excellency, to your aid. Amen. I like that thought. It's just a wonderful thought to me. So what does the statement mean? I know who he said it to. I know who it's for. I know why it has strength, because of the one who said it, the one who rides upon the heaven, the one who has all abundance, the one who is God unlike any other supposed God. So what does the statement mean? When he says, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Well, he's alerting you to a variety of days. You say, well, I kind of wanted him to guarantee that I would not have any days, bad days. He doesn't do that. That's not what this is. He's not coming alongside you and saying, oh, you're one of my saved people. You belong to me through Jesus Christ. Oh, you're one of mine. I'm going to protect you from any bad days. You're only going to have good days. That's not this. What this says is you're going to have a variety of days. And as a church, you will have a variety of days. I was thinking, sitting here a moment ago, last year, One of the heroes of the faith was with us, Brother Boonstra. And this year he's not. And next year, possibly, some who stood in this service as a testimony to the grace and the strength of God that they've been here multiple years may not be here. I'm not trying to forecast or anything, but I'm just saying that God didn't say. This is not God saying, I got this. Don't you worry about a thing. You're never going to have any aches. You're never going to have any pains. You're never going to have any needs. No, this is God knowing that you're going to experience a variety of days. He saves us in our days, not from our days. He assures us the strength that we need comes, and get this, when we need it. I like front-end loaded living. Don't you?
Load me up with the strength so that if I come up on anything, then I'll have it. That's not how this works. He says, as thy days. In other words, it's not like front load strength. Now, go get them, boy. It's more like, no, go. Don't walk by sight. Walk by faith. I told you that as thy days, so shall thy strength. Go on out there and trust me to come when you need me. And he does come when we need him. This church is proven this. And this is how I envision it. This statement working. We get out and have a need, and we come to the Lord and say, I have a need. And he looks then for where our heart is set. And then he makes the decision that I can meet that need. Now, he can meet any need.
Amen.
He can meet any need.
That's right.
But the needs he meets and the needs this verse promises that he will meet will be those in the lives of those who have set their heart on him. So you come out here and you have a need, and then that's step one. You call to him, and then he looks for compliance to his word. What's your motive? What's your purpose? How are you in obedience to me? And then there's the decision made, a divine decision. And he said, this is not a vain thing. This is how I work. This is how it's going to be. Then he'll make the decision as to whether or not that strength comes. And I like the song, Day by Day, and with each passing moment. Strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. We need some of the difficult days to keep our feet ground and our faith strong. So I know who it's to. I know who gave it. I know what it means, but there's some evidence. There's some evidence found in this portion of Scripture as well. And I like this thought. Look at chapter 32 and verse 6 and 7. Chapter 32 and verse 6 and 7. He says, do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? He said, look at what he's done for you. If you doubt the statement, as thy days so shall thy strength be, is he not your father, he says. Then look at verse 7. Look, and this is more practical. He says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. He says, you want evidence? You want proof? You want to see something or hear something that will give credibility to my statement of, as thy days, so shall thy strength be? He says, go ask your dad who had his heart set on the Lord, and let him tell you how in the dark days God brought him through. Go ask the elders. Go ask the older folks in your church about the past. And is God reliable? Is God able to give you strength in the difficulty and the times of sorrow? And ask them. They'll tell you. And then if you want to open this up, we could go into the New Testament, and you'd find in one particular person, And it's in many, but in one particular person, you'll find that if you follow him through the New Testament, you can see in his life the fulfillment of Deuteronomy 33:25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Could I rehearse them for you? I think about Saul, who became Paul, and he's in Acts 16, and he's experiencing difficulty
serving the Lord, preaching for the Lord. They've beaten him. They have stripped him and beaten him. They've put him in jail. And the jailer was commissioned, if you will, now don't you dare let him escape. And so it was made harder on them. They put him in the inner prison, which you'd think that would be enough, but no, stocks. Feet in stocks. And the hour is late. And you know what Saul, now Paul and Silas are doing? They're singing. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name.
Yeah.
I don't know. You must have a strong character, Paul. And he'd say, no. God promised that if I'd set my heart on him,
amen,
as thy days, yeah, so shall thy strength,
amen,
be. And there's Paul and Silas in there rejoicing in the name of the Lord. And it's just evidence that when they had a need and they looked up and God looked down and their heart was compliant to His word, that He rode upon the heavens, if you will, and came in all of His power with His excellence to their need. And they're singing. It's just evidence. And it'll happen in your life individually, and it'll happen in Berean Baptist Church.
Yeah.
You look on and you'll find him on another occasion. And he's in the shipwrecked. He's in the ship, and it's Acts 27, and there's in this storm, and the experts, the accomplished sailors, have given up hope. I mean, the people with the experience said it's lost. There's no hope. And Paul said, no, somebody came and stood by me. Somebody came and strengthened me. Somebody came and gave me a word from the Lord. An angel of God came. And I'm just seeing God in heaven saying, he looks down at Paul and he sees his heart set on the word and set on ministry. And he just sends the angel and says, go down there. Ride down there quickly and let him know that, and strengthen his heart. I've experienced that in my life on a couple of occasions. I was preaching a funeral for a little baby that had passed away, and a young family, and their baby had passed away, and we're having a graveside for them. And I want to help more than anything. I want to help them more than anything else, and yet I never experienced that. I didn't have anything, and the words from the word of God, because I hadn't been there. I could see them. I could read them. I could tell them with confidence, but it was like there's no real weight. And I begged God, help me say something. Help somebody say something. Don't let this young couple be discouraged and walk away from church and the Lord and such. And so I'm speaking at this graveside, and I'm giving the truths that God has given me. And I start out by putting my hand on that coffin and saying, listen, I just want you to know. And there's the mom and the dad and the little six-year-old boy. And I said, I just want you to know that your baby, your sister, is not here. Little Owen, six years old, said, she's in heaven.
Amen.
5 or 6 years old. Got a 40-year-old pastor that's being strengthened by a six-year-old boy. Because God rode down from heaven. His mother started to shush him. Shush. And I said, don't. He went on. He said, she's with Jesus. She's in white heaven, he said. She's with God. He didn't get that from me. The confidence to speak up. The confidence to tell that's what his parents needed to hear. I'm just saying to you, I've experienced it where if you call out to the Lord in need and you're heart is focused on His glory and His will and committed to His Word, He'll ride upon the heavens with help and aid in excellency. You look and find another occasion where Paul's got a thorn in the flesh. And you know, I pastored for 34 years, and I'm convinced that thorn in the flesh could have been a church member or a preacher friend from Tennessee. No, but seriously, Paul said, God's been so good, I've got revelation from Him. And in my weakness, I could be exalted through that. And so God gave me this messenger of Satan to buffet me. And I went to Him and I said, these are bad days. Deliver me from these bad days. And God said, I don't deliver you from your days. I'll deliver you in your days. I'll sustain you in your days. I'm just saying to you and to Berean Baptist Church that literally your future rests in your willingness to commit your heart to the Word of God and then be confident going forward that as you have need, God will supply the strength that you need. And that will happen all the way up until the end of your life. You can rely upon the strength of the Lord all the way up unto your last breath on this earth. I was in the hospice with a family by the name of Schrader, and the man was in the stage of the last days of his life, and I'd been their pastor for a number of years. They were good people and loved the Lord, and he had pretty well stopped communicating. He was just there, just the deep breath. Then in a little bit, he started waving. And Sue said, Alex, what are you waving at? And he said, they're wanting me to come over. They're waving me to come over. And she said, Alex, honey, you go ahead. Go on over. I'll be okay. And I'll be there shortly. And in just a few minutes, he's gone. You say, well, do you have any explanation for that? I do. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Amen. God looks down, and your heart set on His Word. His strength comes with excellence from heaven for your well-being. Now, I have a question for you. I want to ask you something. Do you know the Lord? Because His strength rests upon you knowing God through Jesus Christ. That just means you give up your trying to earn your salvation and call upon Christ and what He did on Calvary. Amen. And He'll come to your aid. Amen. As a believer, let me ask you, have you set your heart on Him? I think about young families, and it's crucial. It's crucial, not only to you, but to your children in their future, that you set your heart on the Lord so that when you have need, and you will, that He will come to your aid. Have you set your heart on Him? Because you can. And it's not a vain thing. You establish in your life. And I would encourage you to do that. Stand with me, please.